Welcome to the Walpole High Film Festival's podcast, One Point Perspective, a podcast that explores the world of digital filmmaking and talks to young aspiring filmmakers in high school, college, and beyond. Now here are the hosts of the show, Mike Allen and James Conley.
Welcome back to another Buzz edition of the One Point Perspective podcast. Today we'll be talking about Cloudberry's movie Door-Disaster. Now this movie is helmed by Joey Martin and Riley Schultz, also getting help from Andrew Clemens and Gus Dos Santos. It's starring Jake Gondelman, Josh's younger brother, and everyone's favorite Joey Norse. Now this movie is a kind of a timepiece, actually, if you think about it. This is a real problem at Walpole High School, where students are now with all these apps. There's apps for everything now. People are getting like Uber Eats and DoorDash and whatever food delivery delivered to the high school. So this is, a little bit dramatized, but actually not far off from a real problem that we're seeing here at the high school.
Yeah, and I think this script came about from one of our in-school activities during the screenwriting process. Riley Schultz is a good writer and very funny. This was a tough one to pull off, too. It's like, I got the concept. I think we all got the concept. It's like, can you make that, like, work? How is it going to be funny? And she did. And it's got very memorable faculty cameos in it. You know, it takes place, the timing is almost legit. It's almost like a 24, you know. It's like I think the whole thing is gonna be 10 minutes, and it might actually be 10 real minutes, because they order the DoorDash, and then, you know, you gotta figure out a way to get that food in there. Yeah, so it's a real issue. There are signs in the high school that prohibit ordering DoorDash. It's become one of those things, and I always tell the students, you know, what's the thing? Listen to, like, what people are talking about, and this is one of those items that, you know, it came out this year in the last couple of years, so it's very timely. This crew they work well together, and I've been impressed with Joey and Riley in the sense that they are, like, storyboarding this out very well, and I think part of that is because I gave Joey a camera, because these are two directors who were in the class last year, and I wanted them both to have the experience behind the camera. So when you have two cameras on set, you got to really coordinate it well so you're not in the frame, et cetera, and you're not wasting time. So they're out storyboarding, and they have a very clear vision of, like, what each scene should look like. So they've been happy with what they've gotten, and they're chugging along. I think they're moving along, and they're on a good pace.
You know, Joey and Riley were part of the No Good Not a Bart crew last year, which also had Marin on it. It also had Katie Borchardt on it. And they all learned a ton from that movie. And that movie, just from day one of when they started filming to the last day, they just kept getting better and better and better. And I feel like they haven't missed a step coming into this year. One thing I will note, too, this kind of goes across the crews. What I'm really loving this year is that all the crews are pretty much involved in the other movies. Like, they're helping out with the Plum crew. They're helping out anyone that really needs help. But I know I mentioned that in the Pomegranate podcast. I do want to say, like, Joey and Riley have been super helpful for Plum and vice versa. Riley is starring in Plum's headlines. But that is really just good to see, kind of that everyone's just helping each other out. Everyone's having a good time. And that's why we do this. We make movies, not excuses. But what I've seen from Cloudberry so far, I'm a fan of. They got some real good faculty. They rely a lot on faculty, which is tough for scheduling, but they've done a good job so far, and I'm liking what I see. And I look forward to seeing that final product. If it's anything, it's definitely a step in the direction from what I've seen so far from No Good Not a Bart. And so I'd like to see them continue to grow as we get towards the end, like they did last year. So for the movie Door-Disaster, You might hop on your DoorDash app and get one of these delivered to the school right now. We're talking a venti white chocolate cream frappuccino blended beverage.
Wow, very close to mine. I have a grande double chocolatey chip creme frappuccino with whipped cream and the chocolate swirls on top of the whipped cream.
All right, well, there you have it. Maybe get one of each delivered to the school via DoorDash. Just look for the QR code in the episode description. That's a lie. Can't DoorDash the school kids. There you have it. That's the buzz for Cloudberry's movie, DoorDash Disaster.
You've been listening to Walpole High Film Festival's podcast, One Point Perspective.
Hi, Walpole. Nick Cage here to remind you about the annual electronics recycling drive coming up. Swing by the parking lot of the high school on April 13th, anytime between 9 and 2. Nick Cage out.